This is Akashvani. The news read by Priya Badu. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar participated in the second India-EU Trade and Technology Council meeting along with Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal and Information Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav in New Delhi today. Executive Vice President for Tech Sovereignty, Security and Democracy of the European Union of the European Commission, Henna Virkkunen, Commissioner for Trade and Economic Security, Maros Sefcovic, and EU Commissioner for Startups, Research and Innovation, Ekaterina Zahareva, attended the meeting. President Draupadi Murmu has underscored the critical role of forensic science in shaping a justice-based developed India. Addressing the third convocation of the National Forensic Science University in Gandhinagar today, President highlighted the vision of a developed India that blends Indian heritage with modernity, ensuring justice for all. The President stressed upon the expanding importance of forensic science in delivering timely justice, especially in the light of ever-changing nature of crime. President Murmu also expressed happiness at the increasing number of female graduates entering the field of forensic science, outnumbering their male counterparts. Over 1,500 students from various forensic science streams were awarded degrees and diplomas at the convention. Union Health and Family Welfare Minister J.P. Nadda today said all efforts are on to eliminate tuberculosis from India by this year. He said though the world has pledged to end TB as a public health threat by 2030, the way works are on in this regard is tremendous and the country can expect to bring an end to tuberculosis by this year. Inaugurating the 9th National Summit on Good Replicable Practices and Innovation in Public Healthcare System in India at Puri in Orissa this morning, Mr. Nadda said, lots of reforms have come after the government adopted a new health policy in 2017. The maternal mortality rate and infant mortality rate has reduced at double the global reduction rate, while malaria has been checked to a greater extent. Union Home Minister Amit Shah chaired a meeting to review the law and order situation in the national capital. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta, Delhi Home Minister Ashish Sood and senior officers from the Delhi government were present at the meeting. Union Home Secretary and IB Chief along with senior officers from Ministry of Home Affairs also attended the meeting. Heavy rainfall and snowfall continue to affect most parts of Himachal Pradesh for the third consecutive day today, disrupting daily life due to snowfall and landslides. Road connectivity has been affected in many places and all educational institutions are closed in four districts of the state for today. More from our correspondent. Due to heavy snowfall and rain, the tribal regions of Himachal Pradesh, including Lahol Spiti, Kinnaur, Panji and Bharmaur, as well as the upper areas of Kullu and Shimla districts have been cut off from the rest of the world. Three national highways and hundreds of other roads have been blocked due to snowfall and landslides, and efforts are underway to reopen them. In Kullu district, the road beyond Manali leading to Solang, Nala and the Atal Tunnel is closed for vehicular movement due to glacier activity. Meanwhile, a landslide near Jira Nala in Manikaran Valley has blocked the water flow, prompting the district administration to evacuate people living along the Nala in Tosh village to safer locations. Tourists and locals have been advised to avoid areas around the Parvati River. Given the adverse weather condition, all educational institutes in Kinnaur, Lahol Spiti, Chamba and Kullu districts have been instructed to remain closed today as a precautionary measure. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashvani News, Shimla. Many workers are feared to be trapped under snow on the national highway in Uttarakhand after an avalanche struck Badrinath Dham following heavy snowfall today. The incident occurred on the national highway connecting Mana to Ghastoli in the state. 10 workers have been rescued so far and rescue operations are ongoing to save the others trapped under the snow. More details are awaited. National Science Day is being celebrated across the country today. The day is observed every year on 28th of February to commemorate the discovery of the Raman effect by the eminent physicist Sir C.V. Raman. Sir Raman was awarded the Nobel Prize in 1930 for this groundbreaking discovery. National Science Day features a variety of theme-based science communication activities held throughout the country. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.